Is that American Man or American Band? Band.
We're an American band.
I'm not. It's the reason I don't
air
have
guitar
a singing show.
Count.
No, air guitar can count. That's the only kind of musical instrument I can play. Here on the Independence Day edition of Rosie on the House, glad you're joining us. We love having you here. We're talking a little bit about the folds of the flag. Did you know when you fold the American flag, there are 13 folds from the point of it being completely unfolded to being that final last little tuck that you tuck the inseam, that little white inseam back underneath the blue? You know, when you're done, nothing is supposed to show but the blue. And there are 13 folds required to get there. So Jennifer has a document she's sharing with us here this morning. We've taken it through fold number 7. What's 8, 9, 10?
Well, I skipped over one. Sorry. The 6th one is for where our hearts lie. It is with our heart that we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. So that was number 6. Then number 7 is the one we talked about with the armed forces being our protector.
Okay.
Number 8 is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death that we might see the light of day and to honor mother for whom it flies on Mother's Day. And number 9 is a fold, a tribute to womanhood, for it has been through their faith, their love, loyalty, and devotion that the character of the men and women who have made this country great has been molded.
And number 10?
Number 10 is a tribute to the father, for he too has given his sons and daughters for the defense of our country since they were first born.
When we get back, before we leave at the top of the hour, we'll cover 11, 12, and 13. The 13 purposes of each fold to completely fold up an American flag. We're talking a lot about protecting your home as you leave for vacation. We have a couple callers on hold. We'll get to them. But one more point about home security while you're gone. We've talked about 4 or 5 points already. You know, one of the ways, I don't think y'all appreciate how many times your neighborhood is being cased, okay? There are people constantly out there, and it's not my intent to tell you this to scare you. It's my intent to tell you this to arm you with information. There are people that literally follow the garbage trucks on garbage day, and they write down the addresses of every house that doesn't have a garbage pail out on the curb. What does that tell you if a garbage pail isn't out on the curb?
The homeowner's a composter?
Homeowner's a composter. Homeowner forgot.
Homeowner not home.
Homeowner not home. They could follow this garbage truck or the route. They know what days the garbage can are supposed to be out. Write the addresses down of every home whose garbage pail isn't out on the street and return that evening and just take a quick peek. Is there trash in there? If it's empty and it wasn't out that day, bada bing, bada boom, chances are the house is unoccupied. So, we've talked about hiding keys, we've talked about security screen front doors, we've talked about security systems. One of the best things you can do for yourself is work out a relationship with your neighbor where every single trash day, the trash is put out on the curb, the trash can, whether it's got anything in it or not, okay? So there's another tip for you. All right, we've got a couple people on hold. Chuck wants to address a question we were bringing up earlier. Someone asked, they actually called from Tucson, and asked Rosie, in reconditioning my roof on my house, should I paint it silver or should I paint it white? And Chuck, you've got some input on that particular topic.
Hello, Rosie. Yes, I do. But before I get into that, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your segment on the flag. As a vet, it's very meaningful to me, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Like you said in one of your earlier segments, a caller called in about what's best, the aluminum paint or white paint. years ago, I had my roof done, and I had to have several of my plywood replaced because they were all kind of rotted out. And the gentleman that did it, his company, he told me that the best roof coating is the aluminum. When it comes to reflectability, it's not maybe not as good as the white, but he said the reason that he wants aluminum on that roof is because it's oil-based paint versus the white, which is just water-based.
Yeah, true.
And he said that oil is very good for the plywood that's up on your roof. And ever since I've done it, I've never had one piece of plywood replaced, and that was many years ago.
Chuck, that's a great tip. We appreciate you listening to the show. We appreciate your service, and we appreciate the input. So there's more things to consider when you're deciding which roof coating to use. If you're trying to reflect the most heat, we're telling you go white. Like Chuck says, for protection of the wood product itself, the aluminum is still an oil-based paint, and that's true. So, Chuck, I appreciate the input. I really do.
And you mentioned flags. Reading through my catalog at Valley Forge, the greatest name in flags, 100% American-made flag, certified by, get this, did you know there was a Flag Manufacturing Association of America?
Well, good.
And they so they've got a certificate. If you pick up a flag and it says FMAA on the tag, you get a third-party certification. It's an American-made flag.
Oh, okay.
Well, inside the catalog on this page, here are the 27 different variations of the American flag.
It's evolution.
Starting with the original 13 colonies, so there's a star, and by law, the stars added on the 4th of July following the year that the states entered the United States.
Okay.
Joined the Union. And all 27 variations can still legally be flown, and you can order the old historic ones through Valley Forge. We're not going to stock 27 different outdated flags as a version of the flag, but you can...
Can you tell, looking at that, and then we'll get back to the callers here. We've got Matt that I want to go to. Can you tell what year was the last star added? Was that 58?
I don't... Almost.
What?
60.
It was 1960.
60. Okay. Hawaii.
Yeah. Think of that. The last state added.
And they're actually missing one here. Because
they're a certified flag distributor and they're missing the flag.
Actually, I don't think they're missing it. I think they have it misrepresented. Because in the 1912, they should have Arizona on there, but they have OK. I'm pretty sure Oklahoma was a state a lot sooner than that. So we'll have to call them on a little typo here.
Yeah. Well, my deeper question is, when Texas secedes, will they go back one star?
Oh, funny. Well, we have to go back to 49. Actually, you know what? They're just missing Arizona from this listing because it went from 43 stars, and then from 43 to 46, and then to 50. So
there you
go.
They're
just missing out.
It's the Independence Day celebration, a special edition of Rosie on the House. But let's get back to home energy audits. Let's get back to home maintenance and repair. And we've got Matt calling in with a question. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Rosie, Romy. Great talking to you guys as always. So, and hey, Rosie, I just want to say that maybe when Texas leaves, we'll add Puerto Rico, so we'll just keep 50 stars.
It sounds like we're getting pretty close to that, doesn't it?
Hey, I've got a question for you guys about my air conditioning, or primarily my ductwork.
Okay.
I've had two home energy audits.
Okay.
The first company recommended replacing my entire system, air conditioner and ductwork, with a small duct system. The second company recommended going through and sealing the ducts by closing them all off and spraying some sort of an epoxy. But they also said that perhaps a quicker, cheaper solution would be to seal the plenum up on the unit itself and to seal off where our old swamp cooler connected to the ductwork.
Yeah.
And so my question is it worth it to do those two things and kind of see if that's a solution, or do I just need to say my entire system's shot and I've got to spend the money to go whole hog?
How old is your air conditioning system?
You know, the ductwork is mid, or the house is mid-80s.
Okay.
I believe that the unit that's on the house is a 4-ton York air conditioner, and I want to say it's maybe 15 years old or so.
Okay. And was an evap cooler run on the house for a good long time?
I believe so. It hasn't been running since been in the house, and we've been in here about 4 years.
Okay. So whenever we're running evap cooling through ductwork, we have to be a little bit concerned about rust, okay? And then and the rust on the seams allows for a good amount of leakage. So we got to get in there and take a look at that. Now, the first home energy audit company, tell me again, what did they want to do? They wanted to replace your air conditioning equipment and all the duct system?
Correct. They it was like a $12,000 solution, and it was replace the unit, put in just run small duct through the ductwork throughout the house.
Okay, all right. Interesting. Okay, and then the reason you had the whole house energy audit people out there was to address what problem in particular, or was it just to get a whole house holistic analysis?
You know, much like you, I like beating the man and just figuring out how low I can get that energy bill.
Okay.
So, you know, I just wanted to see where can I get the most bang for my buck? You know, is it going to be adding insulation? Is it going to be putting up sunscreens? And I've known that the ductwork is leaky.
Okay.
I was doing some drywall work and cut a hole, and I could feel some air coming out. So.
Yeah, that's always discouraging. Okay. Now, what in the middle of the summer, you've been in the house 4 years, the middle of the summer, what are your air conditioning bills, and how big a house is it?
The house is about 1,700 square feet. It's two stories. We do have solar panels, so offsets it a little, or quite a bit.
Yeah, sure.
But I would say that our highest just SRP bill has been around 120.
Okay, well, I certainly wouldn't spend $12,000 to beat the man on your energy bill. If, in fact, those energy audits show significant pressure loss and duct leakage, I would consider replacing the entire duct system when I updated my air conditioning equipment. But as far as beating the man, you're
doing pretty good.
You already got the man beat.